my cyber symposium, and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com now and use promo code KIRK or call 800-875-0425 to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategy.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The markets had their worst day since last May as traders worried about potential ripple effects if a debt-laden Chinese real estate company defaults, and the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will signal that it will pull back its supports for markets and the economy. The Federal Reserve delivers an update on Wednesday on the economy and interest rate policy following a two-day meeting of policymakers.
Economists had been expecting that the central bank could announce plans after the meeting to begin reducing the Fed's $120 billion monthly bond purchases, which are helping to lower long-term interest rates. Now, analysts say that's less likely because of data showing the economy created only 235,000 jobs in August. The slowdown occurred after gains averaging around a million per month in June and July.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The United States will soon ease COVID-19 travel restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beginning in November, all foreign nationals flying into the country will need to be fully vaccinated. The White House says travelers coming here will need to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 days of flight. President Biden will also tighten testing rules for unvaccinated American citizens who will need to be tested within a day before departure to the U.S., as well as on their return. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two students were wounded in a shooting at a Virginia high school, and a suspect is in custody, police said Monday. A 17-year-old boy was shot in the side of his face at Heritage High School, and a 17-year-old girl was shot in the leg, according to Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew. Both were taken to the hospital, and neither injury was thought to be life-threatening. Those numbers on Wall Street, the Dow down by 614 points, the NASDAQ plunged 330, the S&P lower by 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Nevada Democratic Congressman James Bilbrey has died. Governor Steve Sisolak called Bilbrey a good friend whom he respected and loved, saying Nevada lost a giant with his passing. Bilbrey was born in Las Vegas May 19, 1928. He graduated from Las Vegas High and later became a student body president at UNLV. In 1980, Bilbrey was elected to the Nevada State Senate, where he served until 1986 when he was elected to Congress. He served four terms in Congress. Bilbrey has an elementary school in the northwest Las Vegas area named in his honor. In fact, his daughter, Bridget Bilbrey Phillips, was its first principal. James Bilbrey was 83. Well, congrats to the Review Journal. That's right, Nevada's largest newspaper, was named the state's best newspaper and best news website, and won top individual honors at the Nevada Press Foundation Awards of Excellence Dinner this past weekend. The newspaper, its sister publications, and the quarterly RJ Magazine won more than 70 awards. So congratulations. And congratulations to the Raiders, who beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road yesterday, 26-17. They're 2-0.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
In a crash, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara, the right lane is blocked as you work your way through there. Also very slow through the Spaghetti Bowl as we speak. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available when that bridge work is completed in that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's the Monday Get the Week Started edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. I'm Kevin Wall. Take you right up to 6 o'clock. Joining us as he does every Monday, I'm always so happy to have him on board, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Thank you. Hope you had a wonderful one as well.
Any weekend where you can end up waking up on Monday and saying the unbeaten Raiders, that's a pretty good weekend.
That is. It's nice to see the hometown team off to a good start.
I got to ask you the big news of the day. Dean Heller has jumped into the race for governor. We knew there would be a line around the block, but we didn't know it would be this star-studded. We're going to have Dean Heller on just after 4 o'clock, and I'll ask him why he is suddenly jumping into the race. We'll talk about that. But how does it impact the race as you see it?
Well, I think he starts off as the front runner. I mean, I think I would say it's not a clear the field front runner, but given his name recognition, and presumably he's going to be able to raise at least decent money. I think he starts off ahead, and then the question is can he hold on? And the things he has going for him is obviously he's been winning elections for three decades in Nevada, but his kind of relationship with Trump was suspect, maybe is a nice way to put it. And I we'll kind of see if voters, can remember back to 2016 or if they remember 2018 when he and the president, campaigned pretty hard here in Nevada together.
Let me ask you, as far as the relationship with Trump, do you think voters will have a long memory on that particular issue?
Yes, I do. I think that's his biggest weakness is, I think people remember that he was not a, super pro-Trump person. I think his quote was, he's 100% against Hillary, 99% against Donald Trump. And I just think that's going to come back and hurt him. And, does that cost him the primary? I don't know. I still think he's the front runner at the moment, but it certainly makes him very vulnerable.
Of the other candidates that are in the race, including Joe Lombardo, who does it hurt most?
That's actually a really interesting question, and I'm not quite sure because, I guess you'd say Lombardo, because if Heller doesn't get in, almost certainly Lombardo is in a much more dominating position. But I think it's going to be just a fascinating race. I mean, you've got just a ton of dynamics. You've kind of got every candidate with what could be a fatal flaw. If you ask me why each specific candidate's going to lose, I can have an easy answer for what their weaknesses are and. But one of them is going to win, and that's what's going to make the race so interesting.
What will the issues be in a primary, in a Republican primary? Will it all revolve around Steve Sisolak?
No, I think very little of it's going to revolve around Steve Sisolak, actually. I think what candidates are going to try and do is make it about Sisolak, and if one of them just starts running away with it, then maybe they can focus on that. But I think you're going to see Heller attacked for his stance over abortion, for past support perhaps for Planned Parenthood, or at least not being super vocal in opposing funding for them. Obviously the Trump stuff. I mean, Lombardo's got issues on the problems with the gun issue, the sanctuary city issue. I mean, I think it's a little more nuanced of what he tried to do, but he's still going to get hit for it. And then you've got John Lee used to be a Democrat, even though I think he's actually pretty conservative. And, so I think just every candidate's got some major weaknesses.
And the primary weakness for Dean Heller?
Oh, Dean Heller. I mean, I think it's Trump.
Okay.
Basically that he was not a pro-Trump guy. After the election, Trump basically said, well, the reason he lost is I couldn't motivate my base because he never really supported me. And that's not really a fair criticism because, I think it was just a bad year in 18 for Nevada, but, that's certainly how Trump, said it. And I think that kind of reflects, I think the accurate part of that is that, Heller was not super pro-Trump, and I think that's going to hurt him, and I think voters are going to remember that.
I remember talking with Mark Hutchison, the founding partner for Hutchison Stephan, the former lieutenant governor. And one of the things he told me before he decided not to run for governor or for any other office was that he was hopeful that there would end up being a consensus candidate, so we wouldn't have to have a bloodletting and have a very expensive bloodletting. But it appears that we're headed in that direction, are we not?
Oh, yeah. Let the blood fly. It's going to be, I think it is just going to be, you know, a really, it's going to get nasty. It's going to get, you know, personal. You're going to wonder if Steve Sisolak's the true conservative by the end of it. You know, I think the two paths that the primary takes is either, you know, either Heller and Lombardo are just kind of the two clear front runners, and they just beat each other up and one of them emerges. Or, you know, they beat each other up and that allows one of the other candidates to come forward. And I'm really interested in Guy Nora. He's a businessman, and he's got like zero name ID. But
he's got a ton of dough.
Several hundred million dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Name recognition or, you know, a couple of $100 million, I'd take the $100 million personally.
I know. You could buy a lot of name recognition for that amount of money. But he's got a really interesting story. He's an immigrant from Lebanon. He fought in the Lebanon Civil War in defense of, you know, his faith, which is Christianity. And, you know, he's been a very successful businessman. You know, so it's just interesting. I just think if the top two candidates end up beating each other to a pulp, you could see space for a third candidate to come in and just kind of basically be the, you know, the consensus candidate. And I'm, you know, it's hard to win when you're a complete unknown, but, you know, when you've got that type of money and you've got an interesting story, I think it's certainly possible. And I honestly have no idea what's going to happen in this race, which I don't usually feel like. And I'm fascinated to see it play out.
Are there any players we have not heard from so far?
I mean, the last one is kind of Amadei, but I just, you know, if he was going to get in, he should have gotten in a long time ago. And, you know, basically what it looks like is he doesn't think he can raise the money. You know, he should have been the one in to come in and clear the field. And maybe it's, you know, him and Lombardo duking it out. But, you know, I don't really see what Amadei's path is with Heller in there. You know, I mean, the Northern Nevada Republican contingent, you know, it's going to be hard if there's two of those guys. I mean, I think if Amadei gets in, all that does is you know, basically cripple Heller. And, you know, and then just give Amadei a lot less space, you know, a lot less votes to collect up north. And so I think Amadei's out.
Had you heard, I had heard this all along, that Amadei was not going to run if Dean decided to run for governor. Had you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard lots of things about Amadei. You know, I think that, you know, I think the truth is that he's kind of a lot more talk than action. You know, if he had been able to raise $1 million, I think he would have gotten in. I think he really wants to be governor. You know, I think everyone sees governor as basically just a great job to have. And so there's a lot of interest in that. But, you know, look, if you can't, you know, just throw your hat in the ring at this point and say, look, I'm the only, you know, elected congressional Republican. This is my you know, nomination for the taking. If you're not doing this in 2022 when it looks like it's going to be a, you know, a good year nationally for Republicans, I don't think Amadei is ever going to run for governor in a serious way.
And I've heard from him, from others around him, that he has been looking to get back to living in the state of Nevada and getting out of Washington, and yet with an opportunity to do so. He has, at least so far, he hasn't done so. How much is this going to cost, this race? I mean, we were all talking as if we were going to do something that was going to be on the cheap, and now it turns out that we've got a lot of name brand candidates that are in this race with a lot of money behind them, and a lot of money is going to be spent.
Yeah, I guess total spending in the primary is, you know, easily $10 million. I think it's just going to be a lot of money spent, especially if Nora, the businessman, you know, really decides to get in there. You know, I think he could do half the spending just by himself. You know, and I am not as worried about a really rock'em sock'em primary. If you remember, Sisolak and Chris Giunchiliani went after each other and you know, they bloodied each other up pretty good, and, you know, Sisolak won the general election. You know, I think there's something nice about, you know, just having the path forward and winning the nomination. Obviously, if you're the candidate, that's what you prefer. But I don't think people should think that, you know, a nasty primary is going to be just this weight that is completely, you know, you can't recover from. I mean, I think, you know, an improving economy would be a much harder thing for Republicans to, you know, to run against in a competitive primary.
On a day that the Dow tanked, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Victor Jakes with us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's football season, and guess what else? It's insurance season. Now is a good time to call Patrick Pro at Pro Insurance. If you're on Obamacare, uninsured, or on Cobra Care, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and your family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local, and that, of course, means Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And in today's column, this weekend's column, he tries to answer the question, who is Helena Snyder, and why was she the subject of the column today? I was mesmerized by your column today. Who is Helena Snyder, and why was she the subject of your column?
Well, she is a concerned Canadian citizen who went to the DMV last month to renew her driver's license. She's been living in the States for over four decades. And then she received something surprising in the mail. She received a voter registration card, which concerned her and I think rightly upset her because she is a Canadian citizen and she should not be registered to vote in our country.
Tell me how she got registered.
Well, when you go to the DMV, there is a spot in the form that's asked if you are a citizen, and she says she left it blank. The DMV says, well, she said no, but the clerk entered it as a yes, and basically once that happens, Nevada has a system of automatic voter registration where unless you say you're not a citizen or you're not of age or decline in writing, you're going to be registered to vote. And so we've set up the system where mistakes like that can happen, and they certainly happened to her.
Did they register as a Democrat or Republican or an independent?
No, an independent. So what happens, and you'll notice when you see the new voter registration numbers when they turn out, there's this huge uptick in independent voters. And I think a lot of what's happening with that is people are going to DMV, and the DMV is registering to vote, and they're like, I don't want to be registered to vote. You know, if I want to be registered to vote, I already would be. And so then they don't say anything. They don't select a party. They just get put down as an independent.
And while she flashed a Canadian passport, it's an expired one, right?
Yeah, it's unexpired.
Oh, no. It's current?
Yeah, she showed me her current Canadian passport. She showed me her, I interviewed her. She showed me her resident alien card to the United States. I mean, she's a Canadian citizen who, just has been living in the United States. A lot of people do. I think there are over 20,000, 2017, there are over 20,000 legal immigrants in Nevada who also had a driver's license. So that's one of the problems with automatic voter registration is, you're basically sending these people who already, are getting their driver's license, who are immigrants, and you're, by default, in some cases, registering them to vote when they should not be voting.
Wow. And so she could, in the next election, take this voter ID card, take it to the polls, and say, I want to vote, and she could vote.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she hadn't been honest about it, and she said the reason she... wanted to talk to the press, and she didn't want it to happen again. She said, look, if I just call them up and say, well, I'm not a citizen, take me off, nothing's going to change. And she was concerned about a system where mistakes like that can happen or things like that can happen, and then no one ever finds out about it.
That does beg the question, and you touched on it. Is it just a mistake? Or is this something different? Is this a concerted effort by Democrats who work for the Secretary of State's office and for DMV to do this? I mean, a systemic problem.
I think it is a systemic issue. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think what's happening is we've created a system without safeguards, a system where, if things just go along as they do, you're going to have mistakes. I mean, if you're at the DMV... The thing is, you're at the DMV, you want to get out of the DMV. Like, that's your first goal, of being at the DMV. And so when you create the system where, people are just automatically registered to vote unless they say no, that takes away a safeguard. And then no one is checking citizenship. If someone's dishonest and they just click yes on the citizenship box, you're going to end up registered to vote. And so I don't think it's a conspiracy in the sense that there's, like, people in the back room scheming of, like, oh, these people are coming in and let's make sure they're registered to vote. I think it's just a system without proper safeguards. Basically no one's minding the store. And then we're surprised when, people who aren't citizens are registered to vote.
So have you talked to anybody at DMV as to how and why this happened?
yeah, I talked to the DMV folks. They said, oh, it was a mistake. It was the clerk. You know, it was an inexperienced clerk. And, you know, they clicked the wrong button. And they were supposed to check her, you know,